produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
Hey, welcome to Awesomely Amazing Show. This is your hostess, Jazara, and I'm so pleased to be back here with you all. And tonight I want to talk about a topic. It is, what is hindering you? That is our topic for tonight. What is hindering you? But as always, when I come on, I want to always remind you that, of course, you are awesomely amazing. So remember that, and don't let anyone tell you different. Don't even allow yourself to feel differently than that. You are awesomely amazing, and it is my pleasure to be here with you this evening. I want to encourage you all to check out my book, Crazy Faith, that is available on Amazon, and get the Crazy Faith Journal that is also available on Amazon. That is going to bless you and help you in so many areas in your life. Crazy faith is just radical faith, the ability to take your faith at whatever level it is and just get out there and do what you need to do to make it happen. So, let's get into our topic for this evening. What is hindering you? So, usually, I would probably address this topic at the beginning of a year. But what's so interesting is here we are at the end of the year. We're at the end of 2019 for all intents and purposes. We are in October 2019. So, we're at the end of the year. But at the beginning of the year, I love the beginning of years and I love the ends as well. But at the beginning of the year, I always feel like it's such a great time for me. And the end of the year is a great time for me as well. At the beginning of the year, I kind of take a standpoint where I don't consider the shortcomings of the previous year. Instead, I like to focus on the newness, the freshness. The new year always holds promises, possibilities, new endeavors, and great things to behold. So you get that euphoric feeling at the beginning of the year. And at least that's how I see it. Now, without fail, it always happens, and we know it, so we're just going to be realistic about it. But without fail, here comes negative Nancy or negative Nate with his or her negativity, you know. Negative Nancy or negative Nate is spotlighting the pitfalls of life. They love to talk about what didn't happen in the previous year, what's not going to happen, why it won't happen. Those are your negative Nates and Nancys. But as we are here at the end of 2019, I would tell you, don't focus on what has not happened in 2019. Perhaps you have some goals that you didn't achieve or have not achieved so far. But let's do this. Let's flip the game upside down. Instead, focus on how you would like to finish the year. Okay? So, regardless of the goals and things that you may have set, regardless if they have not come to fruition, let's focus on how we want to finish 2019. If your life is not all that you desire it to be right now, ask yourself, why isn't it? You have to ask yourself that, and only you can answer that question. And as I was beginning to think about what we would talk about tonight, I thought about this news show that I saw some years ago. I want to say maybe it's been 10 years, but it's been some years ago. And it featured Governor David Paterson at that time. He was the 55th governor of the state of New York. And the news piece, it inspired me so much. It inspired me to step up my game. It also made me want to know more about this handsome man whose story inspired me to want to do more. And so I did, as many writers and educators do. I did a little research about then Governor David Paterson. And I learned a great deal about him. And developed great respect for him based on the research that I did about a decade or so ago. And that was, he was elected to represent Harlem in New York Senate in 1985 when he was only just 31 years old, and that made him the youngest senator in Albany. In addition, he became the first non-white legislative leader. In 2007, David Paterson became the first African-American lieutenant governor of New York. And in 2008, he became the first African-American governor. But I'm not even concerned about race. That's all well. But Governor David Patterson made these accomplishments as a legally blind man. So he made history being legally blind. He also made history in 2004 when he made a speech at the Democratic National Convention, as this was the first time a legally blind person addressed the convention. Governor David Patterson reported having spent 60 hours preparing his state of the state address. So clearly we're talking about an accomplished man. He doesn't let the fact that he is visually impaired to hinder him. And so those years ago when I was doing this research about Governor Patterson, I thought of his accomplishments, and I began to evaluate the average person who has the usage of their five senses. And one thing that came to mind, and I'll just make it personal, was back then, I had use of all five senses. And so I had to ask myself, what was hindering me? What was stopping me from accomplishing all that I wanted to accomplish, okay? And that was over a decade ago. But I want to bring you up just a little closer to 2019. I want to bring you to, as a matter of fact, October 2017. I remember the day that I had gone to see a specialist, and I learned that I had single-sided deafness. And to hear that news was disturbing. I had been ill for some months and going back and forth to numerous doctors and specialists who thought that I just had a bad sinus infection. And I'd been complaining that I could not hear in my right ear, but I could hear clearly in my left ear. And I got the most weird looks and things like that. And so I was put on medication after medication. And so that after this sinus infection cleared up, then, you know, I would be able to hear clearly. I was just stopped up because of the sinus infection. And the one thing that people have to do is you have to know how to speak up for yourself and advocate for yourself and, you know, get the best care that you can in whatever area that it is. And I just kept saying, no, this isn't a sinus infection. I mean, this had gone on for months, like maybe 2 months at this time. And I just said, no, that's not what it is. And so finally, after different tests and so on and so forth, that's what it was. So now I have a condition where I hear clearly in my left ear, but in my right ear, there's minimal sound. You could be literally shoulder to shoulder with me whispering into my ear, and I would know that you were whispering, but not be able to detect what you're saying. So I had to use the hearing aids, which do help to some degree, but even still, there are times where, you know, you could be almost face-to-face with me, and if there's too much background noise, I can hear the background noise, but I won't be able to hear you. And so just having to make an adjustment in life dealing with this situation has been something. And at first, I kind of wanted to just shut everything down in my life. I wanted to be angry. I wanted to be bitter. I wanted to feel, as people say, some kind of way. But then I had to stop myself and I had to remember that God knew that this was going to happen from the foundation of the world. I don't think it was meant to break me. While I did put lots of things on hold and I put them on pause until I could kind of figure out what I needed to do and how I needed to be able to make the adjustment in life, because I did have to make an adjustment in life. I had to look at different things and still on a daily basis make some adjustments, because even though this is something that I deal with every day, I've not totally accepted that. So it's kind of funny though sometimes, because it's not something that I've truly bought into or truly accepted. So I had to, make some adjustments. And when I'm not able to hear certain things, I have to remember what the situation is. But I decided that I wasn't going to let that stopped me from doing anything that I wanted to do. Initially, I would just go to work and come home. But I decided that if I wanted to go out and socialize with people, that I was going to do that. I was going to go to movies. I was going to go out to different places and have fun and interact with people. And if I have to, ask people to repeat themselves, or, speak a little bit louder, then that's what I have to do. But I definitely was not going to go into seclusion and avoid people. No, absolutely not. I decided that there have been so many other situations in life and obstacles and events that I had to deal with that I did not let or allow those things to stop me from doing what I wanted to do. I did not allow those things to hinder me. And so this is not going to hinder me at all. I began to look at it like this. It didn't take me out. It did not kill me. So I had to change my perspective as to why I'm not going to allow this to hinder me. For one, I believe that God still wants me to live an abundant life. I still believe that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I still believe that God can do exceedingly above and beyond all of my expectations. I still believe that even though these medical professionals tell me all the time that my hearing won't come back, it will not come back, every morning when I wake up to God's mercies that are new and fresh every day, I wake up with great expectation, believing that today could be the day that God does what man says won't happen, that he can restore my hearing and healing. And even if he doesn't, he is capable. That is how I wake up feeling. I still believe that God is going to meet all of my needs according to his riches and glory. He can do anything but fail. So that is where my faith is in God. So I'm not going to allow a situation to hinder me. In fact, I'm going to allow this situation to fuel me and motivate me to move on and go to another level. I'm not going to let it stop me. Governor David Patterson didn't allow a visual impairment to stop him. So why am I going to allow something to stop me? So now here's what I want to ask you. What is hindering you? What is it, a thing? Who is hindering you? Is it a person? See, as you get ready to go into 2020, I want to tell you something. And this is what I want you to declare. As you finish this year out and you go into the next years, because, we're, God willing, believing that we're going to see 2020. Here, let's think about getting our minds right, getting our decrees right. So here's what I want you to think about and decree with me. Every stumbling block that is in my way, I will toss it to the side, jump over it, and if I have to, kick it out of my way. Now, we're in the end of 2019, so let's finish this year off strong. Let's achieve those goals. If you haven't achieved them, let's set out to achieve them. Here's one revelation that I've gotten this year about goals. And I think we've talked about goals before on the Awesomely Amazing show. But a goal that remains in your head is simply a wish. I'm going to say that again. A goal that remains in your head is simply a wish. I teach chemistry, and one of the things that we address is how to solve a problem. The first thing that you have to do is analyze the problem. Figure out what your knowns and unknowns are. The next thing you need to do is develop a plan. Figure out how you are going to solve the problem. After you've done all of that, now, here's the crucial part. And here's the part that my students remember all the time. After I have my plan, I have to implement it. And so I give them this example. I want to lose weight. So my plan is I'm going to eat better and I'm going to work out. All right? So that's my plan. And so I ask them, what happens if I go to the gym and I sit at the gym and I watch TV? Okay, you know, because most of the health clubs, they have those nice little flat screens. Well, they're not little, but nice flat screens on the walls. You can plug your headphones into your treadmill or your bike or whatever, and you can hear what's going on the TV screen. But if I go there and I just watch TV, what's going to happen? And so at first, some of them didn't get it. They're like, oh, so you're probably going to make your goal. See, because there was this assumption that because I was at the gym, I was working out. But no, if I just show up and I do nothing, then I can't expect anything to happen. I have to implement the plan. I can't just show up at the gym. I can't just have on my gym gear, you know what I'm saying, my tank top and my sneakers and, you know, all that good stuff with the water bottle. I actually got to implement the plan. I got to put in work. And I even have them saying, I got to make it happen. That's my other mantra. I got to make it happen. I have to do something. It's not enough to just have the plan. I have to implement the plan. I have to work the plan. And so a lot of times we have all of these great goals and everything. We know exactly how we need to carry it out, but we have to do the work. You got to put in the work. So what's hindering you? Are you putting in the work to achieve your goal? I would love to suggest to you that as you get ready to evaluate these goals and, you know, come up with your plan, that you get it out of your head and you put it in a journal. I recommend the Crazy Faith Journal by Nicole Bradley. It's available at Amazon. It's great. You got blank pages in that journal. Go in there and map out your goals. Write down your goals, map them out, how are you going to achieve them, and then come back and look at what you've done. What do you need to do to enhance the goal? What do you need to do? What do you need to adjust? And check in with yourself. But definitely get it out of your head, get it on paper, and work the plan. So, as I this evening, let's go forth with great expectations. Let's finish 2019 strong. I don't care if you haven't achieved your goals this year. The year's not over. So you got a chance to make it happen. But it's not going to happen if it stays in your head. You got to get it out of your head. You got to map it out. And you got to put in some work. Remember, you are awesomely amazing, and I look forward to sharing this time with you again very, very soon. So you have an awesomely amazing evening, and go out and be great. Good night.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know He's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know He's awesome, you're in awe of His grace. You're in awe of His goodness. You're in awe of His mercy. You're in awe of His provision. He's great and He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is
come on.
Awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever He'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the
hide
rain.
From
has He ever covered
rain.
You? Come on. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever He'll
reign.
Forever
one word. Come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know He's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know He's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
Thursday, and we are back in the studio and talking with Kathy Killen with Royal Caribbean International. I'm super excited to be talking cruises, so let's set sail. Hey, Kathy.
Good. Hello there, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you. So excited to have you as a part of the show today. I know I have so many people really excited to hear more about the wonderful things that Royal Caribbean has going on and all the great things that destinations they can sail to and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Royal Caribbean? For those that have never cruised before, tell us what Royal Caribbean offers.
Well, first off, I have to say I'm very excited that you invited me onto this show because I think that there is a little bit of misinformation out there as far as just the fact that cruising continues to grow. As a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, cruising has grown by 20.5%, and they continue to see those numbers climb every year. Even with last year and this year, looks like it's going to exceed what we did last year at Royal Caribbean as far as bringing on more passengers, bringing out more cruise ships. But I really think, Nicole, probably the biggest reason why I think it continues to grow is because of the value. Because when you think about what it would take for someone to go on vacation, for example, start thinking about in your head the math. How much would it cost for an oceanfront hotel per night? Then on top of that cost, I want you to go ahead and start adding in how much would it cost for your family to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and let's say that you do that times 7 nights. Now what are you looking at cost-wise? Not to mention, of course, entertainment. What about all of the things that people like to do on vacation, like go swimming and go to shows and, all sorts of different activities that are included as part of a cruise? And I really think that one of the beauties of the Royal Caribbean product, because I've actually been in this business now for over 25 years. I started off as a travel agent. I used to work on board ships for 5 years, traveling all over the world. And then, of course, I came home and got my land legs back, and I've been with Royal Caribbean for 10 years now. I just love the Royal Caribbean product because there is something for everyone. Doesn't matter if they're older, if they're younger, they're traveling with children, they're traveling without children. Maybe your clients don't want to see children. We have phenomenal kid programs, so the kids all gravitate towards that. So with adult-only solariums and fantastic food and menu items and entertainment, and you wrap all that up into a floating hotel that goes with you to experience all these different ports, I can't stress enough the value of what that brings to their vacation dollar.
That is so true. I know I've had experience with cruising, and the Royal offers so much, beautiful ships, just so much to do. I was so impressed. I got an opportunity to actually do a ship inspection, and it was just the coolest thing, to be on the ship and see all the things that they offer. But I was really impressed with the kids area. The kids area is outstanding, and I know a lot
and
of people
and it's complimentary.
Families.
It's free. It's and included
yes,
as part of their cruise.
That.
So if the parents want to go out to dinner at nighttime and then go to a show, we have an award-winning Adventure Ocean program. That's what it's called, and that's our youth program with experienced counselors, with all age-appropriate activities. We're one of the only cruise companies with 5 different age groups. And I think that's another reason why it's been so successful for families, because the kids get out of it what they want to get out of their vacation, and that also leaves time for people like parents or grandparents or whatnot to get out of their vacation what they want out of it. And then there's a beauty in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, it's something to do for everybody. And everybody gets that downtime, just to kind of break away. Because when you go on vacation, that's exactly what you want to do. So what kind of specials or anything fun happening with Royal Caribbean?
I am so happy that you asked me that, because right now we are running a promotion for the month of April. So as of the end of this month, it will go bye-bye. So they do need to, of course, contact you, let them know as far as what they're looking to do, because I know you would ask as far as what sort of ships we have. They have 25 ships to choose from. But I will say right now it's buy one, get one 50% off. That's going on for the month of April.
Wow.
But probably the biggest promotion that we have for this month only is kids sail free. So if they are flexible with their dates, yes. Now, I will tell you there are some blackout dates, of course, as far as Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. So your peak times as far as maybe Easter break or summer vacation. But if you have kids that are younger, I know for me, I have 2 kids of my own, and there's a downtime right before the week of Christmas where kids are sailing free. I'm like, they're
awesome.
Light on the homework at that point anyway. And I'm like, my kids, I'm going to take them out of school. So some families are okay with that, some are not. But if they're flexible or their children are 12 and under, they will be able to sail free if they're flexible with their dates. I'm telling you, it saves people a ton of money. And that is for sailings that are loaded. The sailing window is from May 1st of this year through May 15th of next year. But they have to book it with their deposit. And those deposits are $100 per person for under 5 nights as far as their cruise is concerned. But if it's a 5-night or longer cruise, it's a $250 deposit. So they would need to figure out what ship and sailing date that they want to go on. They would need to contact you for pricing and then book it with their deposit before this promotion goes away.
That's not bad at all. That's an awesome deal. That is definitely an awesome deal. So let's talk about Royal Caribbean and what destinations do you all sail to? Because I know that's always a big question for people. Some people don't necessarily want to do the Caribbean. They want to do something different. Maybe they've done the Caribbean in the past. So where
Absolutely.
Else is Royal Caribbean?
Well, of course, Caribbean being part of our name, Nicole, of course, we're going to have a ton of options for people to go to the Caribbean. But
yes.
with that being said, as I mentioned, we have 25 ships that are globally deployed all over the world. So if they, again, are looking to experience, maybe they want to go to Alaska. Maybe they want to do Europe. Maybe they want to do Australia and New Zealand or Canada and New England for the fall foliage or even over the summertime. Maybe they want to go up to Bar Harbor, Maine, or Halifax, Nova Scotia. There's lots of different options for people to be able to go and enjoy. And again, when you look at everything that's taken care of as far as, you know, think about this even for Europe. We have a 7-night Western Mediterranean, which is probably one of the most popular itineraries for first-time vacationers to Europe. Because, again, you're unpacking once. Somebody else is basically taking you from port to port where the ship pulls right up. You get off the ship, you go on your shore excursions, but you come back. You don't have to worry about going in and out of hotels, in and off of buses, unpacking, packing. I know when I went to Europe, I've done it both ways. And I will say that a cruise, hands down, is the best way to experience Europe, especially if you're looking for some of those really popular ports of call like Rome, or Barcelona, or maybe the French Riviera with Monte Carlo, or maybe they want to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, and again, when you look at all of the, everything included with, and I don't know if anybody's ever tried to price out hotels over in Europe, you can't beat the price. So Europe, here's another thing I want people to realize, too. I realize, of course, we have a ton of ships doing the Caribbean, but if you want to go to Alaska, we now have the best ship in Alaska starting in May of this year. She's already coming back next year. Alaska for next summer is already available for people to book. We have a 7-night round trip up into Alaska out of Seattle, and that's on the Ovation of the Seas, which is the second largest ship class in the world. Tons of balconies. They have this thing called the North Star, which is a glass bubble, looks like a glass bubble on a crane that takes about 16 people 300 feet above the water surface for a panoramic view. It's got Ripcord by iFly, so if people want to go ahead and experience that whole skydiving simulator, there's a circus trapeze school. We got the largest indoor sport complex at sea on the ship. Not to mention, probably one of the best things about the Ovation of the Seas that does this 7-night Alaska cruise round trip out of Seattle is the fact that every single interior cabin that normally does not have a window, an interior cabin means they don't have a window. But on this ship, every single one of those cabins has what they call a virtual balcony. So it's about the size of a door that shows people real live footage of what is going on outside when they're inside their interior cabin. And there's no other ship out there that has that. No other ship out there has that. It's perfect for families.
So
it's
awesome.
Wonderful because, again, it's going to save people money on round-trip airfare because it's round-trip out of Seattle. But we do have 3 ships that do Alaska for next summer. We still have availability even for this summer. So if people are looking to go for this summer, keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I know I'm just so impressed with all the stuff that Royal Caribbean offers and you know, the dining options. Let's talk about the dining options because I know a lot of people, when they think everything is a buffet on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Oh, goodness,
so can we
no,
talk about
no.
our specialty dining and some of the other options that Royal offers?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have a place called the Windjammer Marketplace, which is our buffet that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they switch out the menu items. They do cook-to-order food stations that change out every single evening if people are looking for a more casual environment for dining. However, with that being said, there are tons of other dining options available. Number one is going to be in our main dining room. Our main dining room is where you basically come into the dining room, excuse me, you sit down and you're presented a menu. You can do that for breakfast, you can do that for lunch, and of course, dining times for dinner at night, there are basically 3 different options if they're looking to eat in the main dining room, because again, the menu is what rotates every evening. So they're getting numerous amounts of different appetizers, soups and salads and entrees and desserts. And again, they pick off of that menu and they basically tell their wait staff what they would like. And of course, it's a fine dining experience. And that's all included as part of their cruise, but they can do early seating, which is around 6 o'clock at night, or they can choose late seating, which is usually around 8 o'clock at night. Or we have a third option, which is called My Time Dining, which is where they can eat in the main restaurant, but they pick and choose their time between 5:30 and 9:30. So there's lots of flexibility. And then on top of that, there is room service. There is, we also, of course, have specialty dining. So if people are looking to experience a special event, maybe they want to have a date night or celebrate something like a special birthday or occasion. We do have these specialty dinings, everything from a steakhouse to hibachi, sushi. We also have this famous, Jamie Oliver has his restaurant on board our ships called Jamie's Italian, which is your farm-to-table sort of fresh Italian phenomenal food. And again, those are specialty restaurants, so they do have a charge associated with those. But again, if people are looking to experience a more high-end, very intimate, different sort of experience, we have that for those people as well. Now, I will say, as someone who grew up with eight brothers and sisters and I put myself through college, I consider myself a little bit of a frugal person when it comes to my vacation. And I'm a firm believer that everything that I already paid for my cruise, I'm going to get where it's already included. And believe me, there are tons of options. I might go to a specialty restaurant maybe once for a date night. Kids can go into Adventure Ocean and me and my husband would go get a dining experience to celebrate something special. But I'm not everyone. There's a lot of people out there that really love specialty dining experiences, and that's their thing. And if people like that sort of specialty dining, the more that they do the specialty dining, of course, there's dining packages where they could get discounts. And again, all of that is just more options because we realize that not all consumers are built the same way. They're not just like me. A lot of times they might like that sort of experience every night of their cruise, and that's great for them. And again, there's everything in between, depending on what people are looking to get out of their vacation.
I love it. And Kathy, I'm taking a group, and I know we talked about this just recently. I'm taking a group in August on the Symphony of the Seas. We're super excited about that. So we booked Central Park balcony rooms, and I remember when you told me all the perks that came with that, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that, but... Groups,
Nicole, you're going to be on the newest ship in the fleet.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Super
Yay.
Excited. So tell us about Symphony of the Seas. What all
okay,
do we have
so,
to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Nicole? Okay, so the Symphony of the Seas is the newest ship in our fleet. It just came out last year. It is the newest ship doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean or 7-night Western Caribbean out of Miami. And this ship is the biggest in the world. What I think is very special about this class of ships, because the Symphony is actually the fourth ship in the Oasis class model. So they're all the same make and model. They all have 7 distinct neighborhoods. Central Park neighborhood, Boardwalk neighborhood. There's the Pool and Sports Zone neighborhood. There is the Royal Promenade neighborhood. So there's 7 neighborhoods that pull different interests, and that's why I think the ship flows so well. In 50-plus years of shipbuilding, this is the most successful class of ships ever launched. And there's a reason for that, because of the design of the ship. So as you were mentioning, Nicole, your balconies, there are, because there's nothing else in the world like this ship, we have what's called neighborhood balconies. So on the Symphony of the Seas, as well as Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas, which are their sister ships in the Oasis class. They all have these neighborhood balconies. So Central Park balconies, they're located in the middle of the ship. So think about this. You're in the middle of the ship. You come out onto your balcony. You look up, and you're looking up at blue sky in the middle of a ship. And then you're overlooking this place called Central Park, which has 15,000 live trees, plants, shrubs. It's got an on-site horticulturist that does 2 daily guided tours a day. Dining, white twinkly lights at nighttime. There's dining through there. There's a place called Central Park Cafe, which is one of the complimentary restaurants that serves the best roast beef sandwiches with au jus sauce and this fantastic horseradish sauce and this freshly baked bread. You got to make sure that you go get one of those, Nicole, because they are my favorite sandwiches. But that's just one of the neighborhoods. But those balconies in Central Park, because they're very unique, we actually added free amenities to them. So if you book a Central Park balcony, automatically, when you come into your room, you're going to have a bottle of wine waiting for you. You are going to have an invitation to experience one of the specialty dinings for lunch. And then you're also going to get a private casino gaming session for two people. Those three perks are automatically included when people book Central Park balconies. Now, there is another neighborhood called the Boardwalk neighborhood, which is on the back of the ship that overlooks the Boardwalk neighborhood. So it's got the Aqua Theater on the back of the ship. You can actually see the wake of the ship in the ocean because, again, when you step out onto your Boardwalk balcony, you look up and there's blue sky. But then because they're located at the back of the ship, they can see the wake of the ship in the ocean. But what's really cool about the Boardwalk area is the fact that the Aqua Theater is right there. So besides shops and restaurants, people can actually see the Aqua Theater show from their Boardwalk balcony. And on top of that, cool. They also get three extra included perks. So when they step into their room, when they come on board, they're going to be welcome. When they come in, they're going to have two souvenir cups for two free unlimited soda packages. They're going to get Johnny Rockets for four, which is normally a special. There's a cover charge for Johnny Rockets. That's included for a family of four. And then on top of that, they're going to get a private rock climbing wall session for their family. So Central Park balconies, they tend to attract more couples. It's very romantic. It's very serene. But they do attract families as well, just depending on what families are looking for. But Boardwalk balconies, this is good for families. It's good for couples. I know I'm a big-time people watcher. I love to sit out on my Boardwalk balcony and just kind of people watch. But noise is a non-issue because they do shut everything down at a decent time at night. And as soon as you shut those sliding glass doors, you can't hear anything anyway. And to get those free perks, and again, there's nothing in the industry like it, which is why they sell so well.
Not at all. That is awesome. Yeah, that's so awesome. So I know I want to just publicly say thank you to you, Kathy, because I had the most exhilarating experience when we were at our conference just recently, being able to go whale watching. And so, you know, I always tell everybody about that. I was like, I had the most. And Royal sponsored that trip, that excursion.
Yes, we did.
And it was so much fun. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't swim. And so to be out there at night and all that water, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I did it, and I just had a great time. And I really want to say thank you again. I know I've thanked you 1,000 times, but that was an awesome experience for me. So I really try to encourage people when they take a cruise, get out there and do something different. Look for those excursions. There's all kinds of things to do. And you can pick these ahead of time. They can pick them ahead of time, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a once they get a booking number, they can go onto the RoyalCaribbean.com website with their booking number, and they can see exactly the shore excursions that are available in every single port. And what's nice about the shopping cart that we have on the shore excursion site, Nicole, is that they can actually, they can shop by interest. So some might be looking for cultural, or maybe they might be looking for more dining or culinary experiences. Some people might be looking for family-friendly adventures. They might also be looking for eco-friendly shore excursions. So depending on what people are looking for, there's buckets that they can actually pick and choose, and it narrows down the choices based off of what their interests are. So it's super easy to shop. There's tons of availability as well as options for them based off of what they're looking to do as well as their budget. Everything from walking tours to guided tours on a motor coach to really see the scenery, half-day tours, full-day tours that include lunches ashore. So it really just depends on what they're looking to do, as well as, of course, where they are going to experience. So lots of options available for them.
Well, I appreciate you, Kathy, for taking some time out of your busy schedule because I know how busy it must be for you guys this time of the year. But I do appreciate you for stopping by Travel Uncorked and sharing with us all the good things about Royal Caribbean. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of the current special. You can't beat the kids sale free. You cannot beat
kids sale free. Buy one, get one, 50% off. And
yes,
I will tell you, especially for our first-time cruisers, Nicole, have them contact you for more information, because a lot of our first-time cruisers, you know, we have two brand-new ships that are doing the 3- and 4-night Bahama cruises that are stopping at our newest port of call in the Caribbean called Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is debuting next month. Next month. It's
so
that it's coming up that quick. So exciting.
So exciting. Perfect timing. Well, Kathy, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you. I may call on you later on if we have more interest about Royal, which I'm sure we will. But I appreciate you taking time out and joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.